Excuse me. This is the Wednesday, November 26, 2008, regular session of Commissioners Court, and we will begin this morning with our moment of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one is public comment. Mr. Carn, did you want to speak to the court?
Yes. You know, it's amazing that you don't never get too old to get educated. Since the last couple of months, when all of this about the road and roads come up, the election and everything, which, as you know, I've implemented road complaint forms. Well, and traveling over parts of this county, you'd be surprised that the roads that you travel on, to me, they're just like a checkerboard. Some of them are wide, some of them are very narrow in spots. Well, it seemed like after the comment that was made at the last meeting about that y'all had voted to take in a road into the county, there was a comment made that because there was a bunch of nice houses on that road, that we should put asphalt. Now, why is that so important for nice houses? I live in a mobile home. Why can't I have asphalt out from my house? And over a period of time of these complaints that was turned in and things that has been done, these are some of the things, these are some of the complaints that I have brought up to my commissioner in the past. Speed limit sign. We had no speed limit signs in our area out there. Our watch for children at play signs. Repaired neighbors washed out driveway. I mean, it was completely dry, washed out. Trim bushes away from stop sign. Clean blow down trees from right away. Replace culverts on the road. Resurface dead-end road where bus turns around. These things has been taken care of in the last 2 months. One question, or a couple of questions. How wide is a road supposed to be? Did any of y'all know?
We can't discuss it.
Can't discuss it.
It's not on the agenda.
All right. Well, we've had problems in my neighborhood with school buses. A school bus comes down the road in some sections of my neighborhood, you have to get off in the ditch because the road is not wide enough to accommodate a school bus if you're meeting one. These are just some of the things. And even to the point that there's, I know that y'all have been in discussion about this road engineer. Well, I heard, I can't verify it, but I heard back when they originally put the roads under an engineer that there had been two engineers that had been primarily hired. But now we have administrators. And even to the point that I cannot see any reason why an educated, licensed engineer would work under these stipulations, which it, this is the chapter of the county. And this covers...
You have about half a minute, Mr. Collard.
Last comment. Instead of y'all appointing one, since I've heard so much about the saying for the taxpayers of this county, why don't you let the taxpayers pick a road engineer that to their choice instead of y'all doing it? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carr. Item 2 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to record payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded.
Check. You didn't say anything about Lloyd not being here.
Okay. Item B is payroll.
Motion to approve.
We have two payrolls. One is the election.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments, and we don't have any this morning. Well, for public information, I will let you know that Commissioner Crabtree was not going to be here this morning. And he let us know that he wouldn't be, so. Item D are the accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye. There was an accounts payable item that was tabled last meeting. Did that come up on this agenda, or would that be Glenwood Acres?
Whenever it's...
It
would come up, but I mean it's whenever it shows back up on the accounts payable. Yeah. Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various commissioner court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve recording those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item G is to accept for recording the monthly report of the tax summary.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve recording the tax summary. Those in favor? It's by the statute, it's appointed.
Move to adjourn.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
That agenda is adjourned. The second agenda is reads, immediately following the 9 a.m. regular session of Upshur County Commissioners Court, the court will take action to canvass the recount election results from Precinct 4 Constable November 4th, 2008 general election. And the commissioners were provided a report regarding the precinct by precinct count and that recount.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to canvass that vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
That vote is canvassed.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.